I first got involved with Iditarod in 1973, and how I got there was through the radio, through a radio broadcast saying that there was going to be a race, a dog race from Anchorage to Nome that they were trying to put on, and I just immediately said, I'm going. No one else told me about it. I decided myself. I think one of my most memorable Iditarod, I think, was in 76, and that was a third or fourth year running of 73, fourth year running. And the reason so was because I had a dog named Piper, my leader, and he was just 4 years old. He was a year old when I first ran him, but fourth year, he pulled a whole bunch of us through a trail breaking series from between Kel-Tag and Unalakleet. And it was then I think I found out his capabilities, and Joe Reddington, Dick Mackey, Ron Aldrich, and a whole bunch of Reddingtons were there, and they all got to see how he operated, and they were just amazed. I'm still asked today, in fact, I'm running, the guys asking me, mentioning about Piper. That's probably the most memorable race I had. Knowing this is the 50th running of the Iditarod, I feel still really connected to it, even though I can't run it. I don't have any dogs anymore, and I'm to the age I realize I can't compete. I can compete, but I can't, you know, I'll probably be a hindrance. So it just amazes me, and it's gratifying, I think, to see the race still going. You know, the dog's still running. I'm sure. I think I know I'm going to keep getting older, and I'm going to be gone pretty soon.